USA Radio News.
Today, President Donald Trump presented the Commander-in-Chief's Trophy to the Army College football team who defeated Air Force and Navy this season. President Trump also had a few words to say about the team.
On that snowy day, you fought hard. You came from behind and beat Navy for the second season in a row. The first time that it's happened in over two decades, that's what you call a job well done.
Vice President Mike Pence visited the border wall yesterday, where he received a tour of the construction going on around the barrier, and he also delivered remarks to the Customs and Border Patrol employees. Take a listen.
It's not just about a wall. President and I are determined to work with the Congress to fully fund the wall, to build the entire wall, but we have to fix our immigration system.
Please remember, check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
Last month, Wells Fargo, which is the nation's third largest bank, settled federal allegations related to mortgage and auto lending abuse. Now, these fines totaled $1 billion. Wells Fargo CEO Tim Sloan joined Fox Business and said all those problems have been put behind us and we have new procedures and policies put in place.
We discovered those operational breakdowns that we had. Shouldn't have happened. Absolutely agree with that. We've changed our policies, our practices. We've completely reorganized our auto business. We have a new leader, and Laura Schubach, who's moving that business in the right direction. So there's a lot of change that's going on. But in terms of our underlying review of the overall business, we're nearing completion of that.
A White House official said President Donald Trump is set to promote the Republican tax law this weekend in Cleveland. The official said the president will highlight the law's benefit to small businesses this Saturday. Check us out online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Reports of sexual assault in the U.S. military are up. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
A new report from the Pentagon showing last year over 5,000 service members reported sexual assaults during their military service, a 10% jump from 2016. The military believes the number may not reflect an actual increase in sexual assaults. In fact, the Pentagon thinks assaults are going down, but that more people than before are trusting the system enough to come forward with their claims. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Leaving the Iran nuclear agreement isn't that big of a deal. That's at least according to former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice. Now, she joined Fox News to explain and expand upon her answer.
Well, I actually think if we pull out now, it's not going to be the disaster that everybody's talking about. I would not have signed this deal. I don't think it was a very good deal. I think we were in a hurry to get a deal, and we left a lot on the table. And as you said, they got a lot up front. The allies love this deal, and I certainly hope that in their meeting with President Trump that Macron and Merkel talked about ways to improve the deal if we're going to stay in it. But if we get out of this deal, it's going to be just fine. The Iranians, I think, will try and stay in because they do want that investment eventually to start flowing. And by the way, the reason the investment isn't flowing is we still have sanctions on Iran because of terrorism.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.